Hi, everyone. We're back. It's the latest episode of West Virginia Talk with James and Jerry. I'm James.
And I'm Jerry.
Seems like eons since we've done this.
Well, it has been. Our Bugatti broke down, and so we had to go to something a little more feasible with economics, the economic hardships that are going on. We had to go to the side-by-side, so it's taking us a lot longer to travel the state.
Well, how have you been?
I've been doing good. Yourself?
Busy.
A lot of activity going on.
You know, I do football, I do basketball. So for me, basketball's done. So
thank goodness, huh?
I have 6 months until football starts. So we're going to talk about the Clay Center. But first, Jerry, now, because I did a little check on the stats. Now we've been downloaded in all 50 states. Thanks, North Dakota. You know what I mean?
It just took them a little longer than everybody
Better
else
Better late
to find
than
us.
Ever.
Yeah.
We've been downloaded in 42 countries, 6 continents. Come on, Antarctica. Pick it up. And we've been downloaded in well over 1,000 cities all over the world.
Just that's pretty good.
About 2.5 years we've been doing this.
Yeah. And that's pretty good. That's not bad.
Oh. We haven't done this for about a half a year.
Right. Well, and to be honest, we really don't have a lot. Period. You know what I mean? Because between our lives being as busy as they are, where they're trying to find the time to record and do justice to whatever it is we're covering, it's been hard, but
right.
We enjoy it.
And just a reminder, all of our other episodes are available for streaming and download. So check it out wherever you like to get your podcast. We're on everything.
Absolutely.
On all the platforms. So today, we're going to be talking about the Clay Center in Charleston, West Virginia, one of my favorite places in the state, a gorgeous 250,000 square foot facility. They just celebrated their 20th anniversary recently. It's all under one roof. You'll find visual arts, performing arts, and sciences. It's one of a handful of places like that in our country. It took them 4 years to build. When did they start building this, Jerry?
What was that? 99?
Right. 1999. Yeah. They opened in 2003. It was named after philanthropist Buckner and Lyle Clay.
You mean it's not because it's made of clay?
No.
No.
If you have a name like Clay, Lyle, you're really spicing that name up.
Yes, Buckner, indeed.
Buckner Clay. So, like I said, there's visual arts, performing arts, sciences. It's kind of hard to picture all that under one roof. So let's start with the visual art. It's the Juliet Art Museum. Visual art's not my thing. I like art in the form of architecture. I'm a lover of different building styles,
mm-hmm.
Like homes, the Salt Box. I love the Salt Box house.
I love visual art. I love going to museums that are displaying art.
Yeah.
But I'm very particular about what art I find interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they can be world famous and I could care less. There's just certain pictures just draw you in and some don't. Some speak to you and some don't.
Well, like Warhol and Picasso,
yeah,
and all. I just don't get that stuff. You know, I can't look at it and, you know, pick it apart.
I don't like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, why is that so famous?
She's ugly as all get out.
The smile, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Da Vinci's great, but
maybe if they had painted her as a blonde.
yeah. I don't know. I think that would have spiced it up enough for me. But so, if visual art's your thing, this art exhibit's great. They have the permanent displays, and then they have a rotating exhibit, and they just finished up one. It was the Romare Bearden exhibit.
That kind of coincided with Black History Month.
Right. Yeah, he was an artist that was making a name for himself during the Harlem Renaissance. He put a lot of emphasis on civil change and on his canvases. So they had a big collection of watercolor screen prints, posters done by his hand. Really cool exhibit. Sorry I missed it, but it's gone. Not exactly sure what they're going to have next, but the Clay Center has many other collections, including the Ann Shreve collection, a lot of West Virginia artists, and so on and so on. So very large art exhibit.
There. Right, and they interact with different art companies across the nation, across the world. So things get put on loan for a couple months at a time.
Right, and it's always going to be different.
Yeah, but there's always going to be something that's very well known and very educational to go and see.
Right, right. So, Joliet Art Museum, not my cup of tea, but the Avampato Discovery Museum, I really enjoyed that. Now, we went there with our kids when they were little, and they had a blast, but so did my wife and I. You know, it's meant for kids, but a lot of adults love it, too.
It's hands-on science.
Yes, it's interactive.
Yes.
And when the kids... It's a place that you can just let the kids run loose so they can have fun, but the kids also can't see you having fun, too. And this place is really big. It's 3 floors, 12,000 square feet. They have a thing in the middle of it called the Ashton's Climbing Sculpture. They didn't have that there when I was there. The Ashton's Climbing Sculpture, this thing's massive, 3 stories. Kids can climb on it, but don't worry, it's safe.
Can adults climb on it?
I don't know. Because if anyone's going to climb it as an adult, my wife will do it. She is an absolute daredevil. But it's all safe. It's all netted in and everything. They can't fall. But it's really cool because you get to climb it all through each level of the museum. Everything's hands-on. My kids had a blast doing it. And your kids will, too. And you probably will.
Yeah, probably. Like I said, I mean, they deal with sound. So there's different things you can interact with, whether it's strings or pushing buttons on the wall that'll put out a certain sound. They got this little splash zone where the kids interact with water.
Yeah.
You know, so they get to learn about the way that water moves things or lifts things.
They had this thing you got on. It was like a bike, and you pedaled it, and it propelled you upwards, like on a...
Really?
Like a pulley system.
Uh-huh.
But after I got a couple feet off the ground, I'm like, man, this is too much like work. I'm done.
Did it drop you like as soon as you stopped, or is it a slow, gradual gravity-fed descent?
It's slow.
Thank goodness. That'd be something if you got like so far up and then all of a sudden like you get a leg cramp. I could see that happening and somebody having to stop. And then if
You don't have to keep it up to like stay up.
Okay.
No. Uh-uh. No, if that was the case, I'd have never got one there because I knew my legs would have gave out eventually.
Right.
So that's the Avampato Discovery Museum. Tons of fun for everybody.
Avampato. I'm curious how they got that name.
I'm not sure.
I know we don't know, but that what a strange
And I'm sure it's name. Been pronounced half a dozen different
now,
ways or more.
That speaking of the Avampato, I hope I said that right. That took the place of a different museum. Is that correct?
The Sunrise Museum, right?
Yeah, I believe it was originally, and then whenever they built the Clay Center, Sunrise was done with.
Yeah, it was in the Sunrise Mansion. I don't remember being in it when I was a kid. I remember being outside of it. But what they did was they just consolidated a bunch of different, points of interest in a museum. They just put it all together.
Okay.
So that kind of made the Sunrise Museum obsolete. I mean, it was an older building anyway. Clay Center... telling you, big, beautiful building. You'll want to go in. And I'm really surprised you've never been there.
There's a lot of places that I unfortunately have not traveled to. I've lately spent more time traveling further off than I have staying within the state.
Not, you weren't even in the country.
Well, it was a territory. I was in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, I meant the continental.
Right, yeah.
48. Yeah.
That was an amazing experience. You know what was funny about being down there? It was like being in West Virginia. But West Virginia, I know it sounds strange.
I don't
strange.
See that.
I know,
do not
and
see
I didn't
that.
Either when I left here.
What island but, was it?
Well, we were on St. Thomas.
St. Thomas, okay.
But it was like the Virgin Islands really look like West Virginia flooded. You know what I mean? It's just the top of the mountain range is sticking up out of the water. The roads are identical to our state.
Yeah.
Especially the back roads. So no lines, incredibly sharp S curves that you're thinking, why would you even have designed it this way? You didn't have a choice because of terrain, but is just very much resembled West Virginia as far as the rock, the layout of the mountaintop, you know, the island itself just looked like a mountain.
Well, if you live in West Virginia, I'm sure you can picture what Jerry's saying because you've seen a flood or two in your life in this state.
Yeah. And you've been on the back roads of West Virginia, and you know there are no lines, and a lot of times you don't feel like two vehicles will go by.
Yeah.
But they do.
Yes. Oh, side note, we were at New River Gorge Bridge 2 weeks ago. Last month.
Nice.
Last month. And I was kind of worried because you know the situation my daughter's in.
Yes.
She was in a car accident in June, and she really, really messed her leg up. She's been through a couple surgeries. She's going to have a couple more. And I knew that the staircases, the flights and flights of stairs were going to be an issue.
Right.
But since I'd been there last, they opened up a new observation deck at the top. That you didn't have to go down the other ones to get
to. So you didn't have to go down the 5,000 stairs to get to the original observation deck.
Yes, and it's great because, you know, it. I don't remember it when I was there last, but and I wondered, what are we going to do with her? It's a lot of stairs for her. I mean, she's walking, but it's difficult. And I thought, well, what do they do for people in wheelchairs? Well, this was the answer to that.
Right.
It's a ramp at first. And then if you want to go down farther below the arch, it's there. Anyway, I'm off track here.
It's all right.
Let's get back to the Clay Center. My favorite part of the Clay Center is the Caperton Planetarium and Theater. And, of course, Caperton was one of our previous governors, Gaston Caperton. And it's not your ordinary planetarium. The technology in this thing is mind-boggling. And if you're lucky, if you're there for the actual planetarium, you'll experience it with like a 6 or 8 piece orchestra playing.
Oh wow!
While they're doing their show, I like going there. I mean, planetariums are great, but I love movies, and they show movies on the screen also.
Is it an IMAX?
It's not called IMAX. I want to say it's called the Electric Sky Theater. It's large format like IMAX.
Okay,
but it's not IMAX. You know what I mean?
So it'll take in 90% of your visual capabilities.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. The IMAX theaters have popped up all over the country now, but it's not like the one I remember at the Smithsonian because it actually wrapped around the sides of your eyes. And a lot of these new IMAX screens don't do that. They are curved, but they're smaller. Now, with them showing a movie on a planetarium screen, it's all around you. And it tricks your mind into thinking that whatever you're watching, you're doing it.
It immerses you in the experience.
Totally, totally. And you wound up catching yourself grabbing onto the armrest, even though it's a movie, because your body senses, like I'm afraid of heights. And we did one that was about caving.
Okay.
So when they were rappelling down into this giant cave in Mexico, I was hanging on for dear life, even though it's a movie, you know what I mean? So a couple of times you're like, wait, it's just a movie, but your body tells your mind you're really doing it, you know?
But we're not talking about scary enough that we're going to pee ourselves, right?
If you're afraid of heights, yeah.
It's possible.
I didn't do it,
right,
for sure. But
it's possible for somebody to be scared that...
If your bladder's weak, yeah.
Okay.
We did one for caving, and we did one for space. And it was neat because they had one of the cameras at the launch pad. And when it took off, that stuff, like, it looked like it was going to hit you in the face. And I was, like, shielding my eyes.
Nice.
Yeah, because all this dust is coming at the camera lens. So, really, really cool. I love that. And next time I go to the Clay Center, I'm definitely doing that. Love that place.
Now, is there other exhibits of the planets themselves within the planetarium?
Yeah.
Like, what other fixtures or staples would you recommend looking at?
They do one on constellations. Because if you've ever looked into the sky, you recognize the Big Dipper.
Right.
And sometimes you can see Orion's Belt. But the other ones, you're like, I don't know which constellation that is. So what they do is they'll show you the constellation, and then they'll put an image of what it is over it. And you're like, oh, yeah. So it helps if you never did that before, it helps you learn it, but it also helps refresh your memory if you kind of got away from that. I think that's cool stuff.
I love space. I love everything to do with it. I love going up on the mountaintops in the area that I live, and you get away from the city lights.
That's what I was going to say.
You can see the Milky Way in a way that a lot of the country does not get to enjoy it.
Yeah. For you people that live in New York or D.C. or Philly, some of our top download cities, if you get into West Virginia, a lot of places, of course, there are exceptions like Charleston or Huntington or whatever.
Even Wheeling, Morgantown.
Morgantown, it's busting at the seams. But if you, New River Gorge or something like that, Seneca Rocks, which we're going to do one on Seneca Rocks one day. But if you get in, you will... It'll blow your mind how many stars there actually are that you can see.
Yeah.
Light pollution does not do our constellations justice.
Right.
So I know at my home, I look up in the sky, I can see most of it. I have a little bit of light pollution, plus there's always planes flying overhead. So, but yeah, check out the Caperton Planetarium and Theater. Great, great place to go. And then the next one, it is the concert hall they have. It is a big, beautiful opera house type layout there where they have the second and they call it the orchestra level. Second tier, they have the box seats and all that on the sides.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's great. So it's not just, it's the home of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. There's two in the state, but that's the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. But it's not just for that kind of thing. It's for actual concerts for solo artists or groups that you like.
Like who?
Recently, they had ZZ Top there, Jason Mraz. That was a big show. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, that's always a big draw.
Absolutely.
Not a fan of country music, but I liked them in 1882. Love that show. Love it. The Duttons. And then last year they had William Shatner there. He's not
to do what?
And I'll get into some of that later, but he, I don't know why he does this. He's not a singer, but he did a little Q&A with Star Trek and that kind of thing. But he also does these songs, covers, but he does spoken word. It's not singing.
Okay.
And he, as far as I know, he's the only one that does this stuff. Thank God. I never understood the draw for that. So
maybe that comes with being out in deep space for so long and a little bit of mental impairment occurs.
I think that rug's a little too tight on his head. Maybe. Maybe. I never was a Star Trek fan. No offense to anyone who is.
Right.
But if you could imagine like Black Sabbath's Paranoid and him just doing it.
Just talking it.
Yeah, it's not even set. I don't know. It's just really weird. So some concerts coming up. The West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. They're performing Louis Armstrong and Friends. Like, what's that famous song he did?
You got me.
What a wonderful world.
Hey, listen, I'm terrible with music.
What a wonderful world. Okay. You know that
song. I know
the
song.
Everyone knows
that
song.
But I couldn't tell you the artist or the name of a song if my life depended on it.
So if you like contemporary stuff, they're going to have Casting Crowns there. They're huge. Right now they're on their 20th anniversary tour. They're going to have Amy Grant coming up, Bonnie Raitt, The Magic of Motown, just to name a few. Plus, they'll have musicals and plays coming up, including The Little Mermaid and Pretty Woman, the musical.
Is this the place where they do Disney on Ice?
No, this isn't it. No.
Where's that?
Well, they do that at the Charleston Civic Center.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do an episode on that one too. Like that place too. We did Disney on Ice one year. Really cool. Be careful if you go to Disney on Ice anywhere. Be careful with these guys walking around with trays of snacks or drinks, because by the time your kids get a hold of it, it's too late. And then he'll ask you for the money, and it's going to be a lot more than you expected to pay. But by the time he asks for the money, your kids are already eating it or drinking it, and it's too late. So just ask first, how much is it? It may deter you from making that purchase.
And that's the, but when we were talking about the symphony section, what is that, the Meyer Foundation Performance Hall? I believe that's what it's called.
I couldn't remember Mayer what it was or called. Meyer. Yeah, I just know it's the concert hall. Yeah. That's what I call it. Couldn't remember what that was called. But, I mean, they do just more than plays, musicals, concerts. They also do lectures on stuff. Like, you're like, a lecture on what? You know, like a college lecture? No. Coming up soon, they have a lecture on the psychology of serial killers, which I think
that actually intrigues me.
That'd be really cool. It's with a renowned psychologist and criminal expert named Dr. Rachel Tolles. That is so neat.
At some point in time, they ought to bring in the guys from the TV show CSI to
You know what, though? I think if you have Netflix, there is a show called Mindhunter. Love that show, which, by the way, one of the actors is from West Virginia, and I want to line him up one of these days.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name on the show. He's kind of like the one that the answer to, completely smooth, bald head. He's actually like a Broadway actor.
Okay.
He's from Huntington, the Huntington area. I can't remember his name, but love that show. It's about the infancy of FBI and profiling serial killers.
Nice.
You know, before we knew why these serial killers did what they did. So this lecture is going to be about that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because these FBI agents, they interviewed Manson and Son of Sam and things like that. So they could get these cases and try to figure out the patterns so they could narrow down the suspects. You know what I mean? Because while they were trying to figure out this stuff, there was a serial killer in Atlanta killing young black boys, and they were trying to figure out who would do that thing, and it wound up being a guy that had a recording studio, and he was going out and saying, hey, you got a great voice, why don't you come back to my studio, and then they would disappear.
Wow.
So, Mindhunter, great show, and this lecture is going to be a lot like Mindhunter, if you like that show. Once again, it's the psychology of serial killers with Dr. Rachel Tolles. So for the Clay Center, that pretty much does it for the Clay Center. For ticket prices, check out the Clay Center online. Check out the events calendar while you're there. The Clay Center is just one of many places to visit in Charleston, but it's one of my favorites, and it'll be one of yours as well. Definitely.
Well, you know, and that's the beauty of Charleston being the largest city in our state, is that there is a little bit more to do than you're going to find anywhere else within the state that's not nature driven.
Right. Now, we're not taking away from Huntington or Wheeling or Morgantown,
right,
or Beckley, where there's plenty to do there.
They got stuff to do, just not as much.
But if you're going to Charleston, put this at the top of your list. You know, put it on your must-do list for this fine city. Clay Center in Charleston, West Virginia. Well, that's going to do it for us. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this as much as we enjoyed making it, because some of this is scripted, but some of it's, a lot of it today wasn't.
It's offhand.
Yeah, we went off tangents, but yeah, we haven't done this for a while, so we're doing a lot of catching up, and we're glad you're catching up with us as well. So that's going to do it for us. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm James.
And I'm Jerry.
This has been West Virginia Talk, a J&J production.
Adios.